page 9 through 12, how the options were developed. The options appraisal process developed a series of options for delivering healthcare at the minor injury unit based on principles of care that are safe, sustainable, accessible and kind. The options also need to meet the recommendations of the Healthcare Inspectorate Wales inspection report, which highlighted patient safety issues. The scope and process for the options development and appraisal activities were agreed by the steering group. The steering group agreed that the options developed should respond to staffing and skill mix availability, respond to the needs of patients who arrive at the minor injury unit, respond to the HIW inspection report findings, improve patient safety and reduce clinical risk. At the same time, the steering group agreed that the following were out of scope of the options development and are not part of this consultation: changes to the Acute Medical Assessment Unit, AMAU, re-establishment of a full emergency department, Accident and Emergency A&E, at Prince Philip Hospital, changes to GP out-of-hours 111 service provided at Prince Philip Hospital, complete closure of minor injury unit at Prince Philip Hospital, moving the minor injury unit away from Prince Philip Hospital. This approach is based on continuous engagement and enables individuals to share information throughout the process to influence decision-making, even if they are not part of the stakeholder group appraising options. This was done through survey responses, conversations at public drop-in events, meetings with community groups, and with our community development and outreach team. The process followed is summarised in a diagram. The diagram shows a series of circles. The circles represent numbers 1 to 6. Circle number 1 and 2 occurred during October and January. They are: number 1, establish interdependencies; number 2, a deliberative session and long list of options. During February, sessions 3, 4, 5 and 6 took place. Number 3 was check and challenge; number 4, hurdle criteria appraisal; number 5, check and challenge again; finally, number 6, evaluation criteria appraisal; and finally, the March 2025 board. There were two stages to the option development phase. The first phase involved staff who worked at the minor injury unit and staff from the broader Prince Philip Hospital community, including clinical staff, therapies and service managers, who developed a long list of possible options. The second phase included the options appraisal stakeholder group, who attended a series of workshops to consider the long list of options, suggest additional options, and produce the short list of options that we are seeking your views on in this consultation. The options appraisal stakeholder group included our staff, members of LLICE and SOSPAN, and people from the Llanelli community who had expressed an interest in being part of the process. You can read more about the detail of the workshops and the process followed in the board paper presented to the board in March 2025 and is available in the supporting documents on our website at hduhb.nhs.wales/PPHMIU. During the first phase, involving staff, an initial long list of 8 potential options, including the original 24-hour-a-day, 7-days-a-week model and the temporary 12-hour model, were developed by a clinically led group. During the second phase, that included members of our community, a further 4 options were proposed and accepted as being within the scope at the long list check and challenge session with the wider options appraisal stakeholder group. These 12 options were then reviewed against hurdle criteria. Hurdle criteria are the minimum criteria that must be met by the proposed option. This was to ensure that only viable and deliverable options would be taken forward for ongoing development ahead of a shortlisting process which looked at the remaining options in greater detail. Hurdle criteria. The hurdle criteria reviewed by the steering group and used in the workshop session were: clinically sustainable. Is the potential option clinically sustainable? Does it allow progress towards delivering quality standards? Does it consider any codependencies? Will workforce be available to deliver it? Deliverable. Can this potential option be implemented? Will it be clinically deliverable within the required timescale, 6 to 12 months? Is it operationally deliverable within a medium-term time frame of 6 to 12 months, e.g., any capital or estate requirements can be secured and implemented within that time frame? Accessible. Is a potential option accessible? Does the option provide access within the required timescale? Will it support a reduction in waiting times? Does it support equity of access? Strategically aligned. Is the potential option a strategic fit? Does the option support the strategic direction, or at least not contradict it? Does the option support integrated prevention to improve population health, or at least not contradict it? Financially sustainable. Is the preferred option financially sustainable? Does the option support the effective use of financial resources? The four options that passed the hurdle criteria were put through the second check and challenge session. The four options are: Option 1, a 12-hour doctor-led unit, previously known as Option C. The unit is open to the public for 12 hours, with a further 2 hours staffing to allow patients in the unit to be treated. Option 2, a 14-hour doctor-led unit, previously known as Option B. The unit is open to the public for 14 hours, with a further 2 hours staffing to allow patients in the unit to be treated. Option 3, a doctor-led phased option from 12 hours up to 24 hours, previously known as Option L. This unit would initially be open for the current 12 hours plus 2 hours staffing, moving to 14 hours with a further 2 hours staffing, and ultimately 24 hours overall. Option 4, urgent care treatment centre, 14-hour, same-day urgent care centre type model, previously known as Option I. The unit is open to the public for 14 hours, with a further 2 hours to allow the patients in the unit to be treated. The eight options that failed to meet the hurdle criteria and would not be considered as alternative options are: a 24-hour doctor-led unit, previously known as Option A. The unit is open to the public for 24 hours. A return to the service before the temporary change without phasing. A 24-hour nurse-led unit, previously known as Option D. The unit is open to the public for 24 hours, but would be led by emergency nurse practitioners with reduced scope of practice of the current doctor-led unit. A 16-hour nurse-led unit, previously known as Option E. The unit is open to the public for 14 hours with a further 2 hours to allow follow-up with patients in unit. This would be led by the emergency nurse practitioners with reduced scope of practice of the current doctor-led unit. A 12-hour nurse-led unit, previously known as Option F. The unit is open to the public for 12 hours with a further 2 hours to follow up with patients in the unit. This would be led by emergency nurse practitioners with reduced scope of practice of the current doctor-led unit. A 24-hour same-day urgent care type model, previously known as Option G. This is the same as Option 4, but would be available 24 hours a day. A 12-hour doctor-led unit, previously known as Option H. This is the same as Option 4, but would be available 12 hours a day, with a further 2 hours to follow up with patients in the unit. A 16-day same-day urgent care type model, previously known as Option J. This is the same as Option 4, but would be available 14 hours a day, with a further 2 hours to follow up with patients in the unit, as well as minor injuries. A 24-hour phone-first urgent care model, previously known as Option K. This is the same as the service before the temporary change, but rather than patients being able to walk in, people would call in advance to access care.